Simon & Schuster Audio presents Last Violent Call, A Foul Thing and This Foul Murder by Chloe Gong, read by Emily Wu Zeller. A Foul Thing.
For Juliet and Roma. 1. September 1931. Two knocks meant all clear, and three knocks meant, Daragaya, for the love of God, I'm holding something in my hands. The announcement system had been put into place at the front door because Juliet's eye had a bad habit of launching herself at her husband each time he came back into the house, even if he had merely been away for a few hours getting groceries. It was by a combination of sheer luck and trained dexterity that Roma had once managed to catch her with one hand and not drop the bag of pears in his other. The footsteps outside grew louder. In the kitchen, the sunflower-shaped clock struck 4 in the afternoon. Roma had estimated he would be arriving home today around this time. He had only gone to the next town over. As Juliet peered up from her desk, however, she didn't quickly push her chair back to await Roma's knock. Their house was one of the many low-ceilinged residences in Zhouzhuang that pressed right to the edge of a thin canal. Some mornings, when there were boats moving along the thoroughfare, Juliet would be awoken by the soft echo of lapping water. She would pad outside, still in her nightclothes, early enough that the sun was barely peeking over the houses on the other side of the canal, their ceramic roof tiles cast in gentle gold, curved slopes lit by refractions bouncing off the languid water, chirping birds and brisk air, heightened by the absolute quiet permeating the township at such an hour. But theirs was also the only residence on the outer side of the township's farthest canal, before everything turned to water and wet forestry, where the inner side comprised a row of houses with frequently open doors and chatty neighbors. It was a rare occasion that anyone would cross the tall stone bridge to walk along the outer path instead, unless it was to approach the house tucked beside the weeping willow tree, the house with the windows that had been refurbished with bulletproof glass, the house rumored to be owned by former city gangsters. So when Juliet heard a scuffle against the house exterior, she unsheathed the knife strapped to her leg and marched to the door, swinging it right open. The stranger barely...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?